USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. President Biden's wrapping up his visit to Poland with big-time praise for the alliance between Washington and Warsaw.
This is a critical, 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 critical relationship for the United States, and we thank you for all the cooperation and help.
The president, before his meeting with Polish President Duda, also praised Poland for welcoming refugees from Ukraine. Biden's ending the trip with a speech just ahead of the one-year anniversary of the war in Ukraine. In Moscow, President Putin's blaming Ukraine and the West for starting the war. And Putin says for now he's backing out of the last existing nuclear arms treaty with the U.S., the one known as START. U.S. reaction from Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
The announcement by Russia that it's suspending participation in the START is deeply unfortunate and irresponsible.
In his equivalent of a State of the Union address, Putin called it a suspension, stopping short of completely withdrawing from the treaty. From the new Cold War to the War on Cold, you will be bundling up in the northern half of the USA the rest of this week as a massive winter storm blows its way east.
Travel could be disrupted a little bit, especially along I-80 by Wednesday afternoon or evening commute. And then power outages also can't be ruled out.
Meteorologist Katie Gross at the National Weather Service. Blizzard warnings are in place for portions of Wyoming, South Dakota, Montana, Iowa, and Minnesota. Two people are dead, at least three hurt, after a huge explosion at an industrial park in the Miami suburb of Medley. Authorities are monitoring air quality as a massive plume of black smoke pours from the site. Sales of existing homes are down for the 12th straight month, down 0.7% from November to December. Year over year, existing home sales fell by 37%. Home Depot, the Atlanta-based big-box hardware chain, says it's giving its workers raises, upping the minimum starting wage to $15 an hour. This is USA News.
Dell Technologies President's Day event is here with deals to power all your passions. The savings start now on select, sleek XPS laptops and more powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget, special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Just call 877-ASK-DELL for these limited-time President's Day deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration wants more information from Tesla about its self-driving feature. This after a driver south of San Francisco, believed to be using that option in his Tesla, was killed in a crash over the weekend. That model was one of the many Teslas subject to a recall over the self-driving system. The drug problem across the USA presents a big question to us all. Where's all that fentanyl coming from?
91% of the fentanyl are coming through our ports of entry.
Texas Congressman Democrat Henry Cuellar says it's happening despite the vast amount of money spent on trying to secure the border. One reason, he says, so few vehicles get checked when they come into the USA.
Right now, we are only scanning 2% of the passenger cars and only 17% of the 18-wheelers.
But Cuellar also says the federal government is spending more than $500 million on new high-tech scanners at the ports. Was that latest mystery or romance novel you just read written by an actual human? It may be a real question these days, as there is a boom in books written with the artificial intelligence program ChatGPT. A human enters the prompts, the software writes the story. The iPhone first appeared in 2007, cost about $450, and somebody was thinking ahead back then. Last week, an original iPhone still in its sealed box sold at auction for $63,000. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.